KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, checking high school wrestling results from around the area last night in a double duel hosted by Atlantic. The Trojans win both ends of their matches. Atlantic defeating Logan Magnolia 40-33, and it was Atlantic over Coon Rapids Bayard 63-12 last night. Also, Logan Magnolia down Coon Rapids Bayard 43-30. In a double duel last night, Audubon a winner twice as the Wheelers beat Panorama 58-16 and Audubon over Woodward Granger 47-29. Panorama also beat Woodward Granger 45-27. In a double duel at Glenwood last night, St. Albert beat Red Oak 48-36. Glenwood over Red Oak 63-9. Also in a double duel at Clarinda Academy, it was Underwood over West Central Valley 70-3. Underwood beat Clarinda Academy 64-12 and West Central Valley over Clarinda Academy 37-30. Also last night in wrestling, Creston beat Harlan 65-9. Guthrie Center over AHST 58-9. Guthrie Center also down in Griswold 63-12 last night. In high school basketball play last night, in boys' hoops, it was East Mills over Griswold 56-35, Essex beating Heartland Christian 57-25, Murray over Orient Maxburg 68-31, Nishnabotna beat AHST 66-62, Omaha Northwest beats Thomas Jefferson 76-35, Omaha Roncalli over St. Albert 71-65, Underwood beat Red Oak 53-46, and Arweva over West Harrison 84-61. In girls basketball last night, Griswold beat East Mills 48-39, AHST beat Nishnabotna 48-43, St. Albert a winner over Underwood 42-39, Essex beat Heartland Christian 53-23, Omaha Gross Catholic beating Abraham Lincoln in overtime 62-57, it was Orient Maxburg over Murray 38-30, and Arweva beat West Harrison 70-19. We have girls high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in the Atlantic High School gymnasium as the Trojans play host to the Denison Monarchs tonight in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Varsity girls game getting underway at 7:30 tonight. We'll have all that action for you here on the radio and also on the web. You can catch that game as well at KJAN.com. That's Denison at Atlantic live tonight here on KJAN. Well, the 6th Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union basketball rankings out late yesterday afternoon. Not a lot of changes this week. In Class 1A, North Mahaska remains number 1. Bedford is 2. Arweva is 3. Villisca is at number 10 again this week with Exira EHK at number 11. Adair Casey at 13. And Coon Rapids Bay are the only change in the list this week as they debut at number 15. In Class 2A, the entire top 15 is identical to the last rankings just before Christmas. Otebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove remains number 1 with IKM Manning number 3. Kemper Catholic is 9th and Panorama number 12. In Class 3A, South Tama remains on top. Glenwood stays put at number 5. And in Class 4A, Iowa City West is still number 1. Lewis Central stands pat at number 13. In college basketball, Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg says Boo Boo Paulo will be out 6 to 8 weeks because of a fractured wrist. The sophomore guard from Ames injured his wrist in Iowa State's victory against Mississippi Valley State on December 31st. He played in the Cyclone 77-71 win against Texas in the Big 12 opener for both teams on Wednesday. Hoiberg says MRI results on Thursday confirmed a slight crack in Paulo's shooting hand. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Indiana's basketball team beat its third-ranked opponent at home by topping number 16 Michigan 73-71. Christian Watford had 25 points, and Verdell Jones broke a tie late with 4 straight points to help number 12 Indiana move to 14-1. The Hoosiers are unbeaten at home this season. Elsewhere in the top 25, number 17 UNLV beat Cal State Bakersfield 89-57. It was number 24 San Diego State over San Diego Christian 83-52. And number 25 Gonzaga beat Pepperdine 73-45. Well, Camille Wallin's late three-pointer sent the game into overtime, and the Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Illinois 14-7 in that extra session as they post a 69-62 victory over Illinois in Carver-Hawkeye Arena last night.
You know, this was a great victory for our program. You know, Camille Wallin, she's done it already. This is the second time this season. She did it at UNI, steps up, makes the big three right at the end of the game. I'm just really, really proud of our team because we kept believing. And shots weren't falling for us, but our zone defense was pretty good. We only have 10 turnovers against a team that's forcing almost 20 per game. Morgan has a double-double. I mean, this was a good all-around game for us.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Jamie Printy led Iowa with 23 points, and Morgan Johnson had 14 points and 16 rebounds. Next up for the Hawkeyes is a home game Sunday against ninth-ranked Nebraska. The Huskers are 13-1 after a victory over Indiana Thursday night. Hawkeyes are now 10-6 overall. They're 2-1 in the Big Ten Conference. In the NBA last night, it was Miami in triple overtime, a 116-109 winner over Atlanta. San Antonio beat Dallas 93-71, Sacramento 103-100 over Milwaukee, while Portland beat the Lakers 107-96. In the National Hockey League, Boston big over Calgary 9-0. It was Philadelphia 5-4 over Chicago, and the Rangers beat the Panthers in overtime 3-2. Toronto shut out Winnipeg 4-0. Ottawa 4-1 over Tampa Bay. Dallas beat Nashville 4-1. St. Louis over Edmonton 4-3. San Jose 2-1 over Columbus. And Los Angeles in overtime 1-0 over Phoenix. I'll have more sports right after this.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Multiple media reports are saying New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien has agreed to succeed legendary Joe Paterno and fill the vacant Penn State head coaching position. Agent Joe Linta tells the Associated Press that O'Brien was flattered by the interest. ESPN, citing unnamed sources, first reported Thursday night that an official announcement would be made Saturday and that O'Brien would continue on as an assistant with the Patriots the rest of the postseason. O'Brien first joined New England in 2007 after 14 seasons as a college assistant. He made stops at Duke, Maryland, and Georgia Tech. He played football at Brown, Paterno's alma mater. Paterno, Division I's winningest coach with 409 victories, coached 46 seasons before trustees ousted him on November 9th. In other college football news, Southeastern Conference Commissioner Mike Slive says he expects meaningful discussions about possible changes to the BCS in the coming months, including about making it a four-team playoff. Slive says he would reserve judgment about the nature of the change. South Carolina football coach Steve Spurrier is losing two players to the NFL. Record-setting receiver Alshon Jeffrey has announced that he's giving up his senior season for the pros, as is cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Temple running back Bernard Pierce will not return for his senior season. He'll declare for the NFL draft. Wisconsin running back Monty Ball is coming back for his senior season. In announcing his decision, Ball said NFL evaluators told him he'd likely be a third-round pick in April's draft. Michigan State defensive tackle Jarrell Worthy has decided to skip his senior season to go into the draft, and Stephen Hill will bypass his senior season at Georgia Tech to enter the NFL draft. He's a wide receiver. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton returned to practice after missing a day because of the flu. The rookie said his illness came on suddenly and he went to a hospital for treatment to recover quickly. Dalton will return to his hometown when the Bengals play the Texans in Houston Saturday, trying to win a playoff game for the first time since the 1990 season. Elsewhere in the NFL, Steelers QB Ben Roethlisberger practiced Thursday but remains bothered by a sprained left ankle heading into Sunday's wildcard game at Denver. Offensive coordinator Bruce Arians says Big Ben will start and there are no plans to play backup Charlie Batch at this time. Lions receiver Calvin Johnson returned to practice. Johnson joined his teammates Thursday on the field for the first time this week, ahead of Saturday night's playoff game at New Orleans. Johnson has said that he was resting an Achilles tendon. Jeff Fisher is interviewed for the St. Louis Rams coaching job after previously meeting with the Dolphins. Texans defensive coordinator Wade Phillips says he had gallbladder surgery that forced him to miss two games. The 64-year-old went on medical leave December 14th and returned last week, working from the press box in their loss to Tennessee. He'll work from there again when the Texans play Cincinnati in the playoffs. The San Diego Chargers have fired defensive coordinator Greg Minuski after just 1 year on the job. That move came 4 days after the Chargers finished 8-8 and out of the playoffs for the second straight year. In baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals pitching coach Dave Duncan is taking a leave of absence to attend to wife Janine as she recovers from surgery to remove a brain tumor. The team said Thursday night that no timetable has been determined for Duncan's return. General manager John Mozeliak and manager Mike Matheny will meet to determine how the team will fill Duncan's position during the absence. That big money contract agreed to by Albert Pujols and the Los Angeles Angels has been confirmed by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. The 10-year contract is worth $240 million. As part of that pact, the team and Pujols will enter a 10-year personal services agreement following the playing contract's expiration or Pujols' retirement, a deal that will pay about $1 million annually. The deal also includes four-season tickets to home games over the next decade, as well as a hotel suite on road trips, a luxury suite at the ballpark for the Pujols Foundation, his charitable group, for 10 home games a year, and incentives that would pay him $3 million for 3,000 career hits and $7 million for a record 763rd home run. He currently has 2,073 hits and 445 home runs. Carlos Zambrano's trade to the Miami Marlins has been approved. In exchange, the Chicago Cubs will receive right-hander Chris Volstead. That deal completed after both players passed physicals and Major League Baseball gave its approval. The right-hander has a career record of 125-81 with a 3.6 ERA. Last year, he was 9-7 with a 4.82 earned run average. Volstead went 5-13 last year with an ERA of 4.89. His career mark is 32-39. That's Check of Sports this hour. Brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.